And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. This week, we have Anthony.
Hi, everyone.
And Anna.
Hello.
And me, just a Bill.
Just a Bill.
Hey,
just,
Bill.
Just a Bill.
Yep, just a Bill. And you can contact us by emailing us at geeksarewired@gmail.com. Or sending us a phone call or a text message to 801-896-GEEK. That also is 801-896-4335. You also can help support us by going to our Patreon page at patreon.com/geeksarewired, where you gain access to our Discord, or you can also gain access to the podcast early.
Hooray!
Huzzah. And we shall start with... podcast app is dead.
Podcoin.
Yes.
When did we know about this? How long has it been out?
It's been out...
Because I want to say, like, I haven't known about it for a year. Like, I feel like you told me about it, like, 6 months ago.
It's probably about that. It began in December 2018. Almost a year. Really close.
Yep, I knew. I knew it. Didn't last a long. Didn't last more than a year.
We talked about it when
we
came
did.
Around.
I think we talked about it basically around the time it came out.
Yeah. It sounded really cool. The idea of you listen to podcasts, you get paid in a, they called it cryptocurrency. Really, you were getting points to listen to a podcast. That's the only thing. It's like using the term AI in lots of things. Cryptocurrencies.
When or blockchain.
Them, yeah.
Blockchain gets thrown around a lot.
A lot of people don't use the term right. But well, you get points for listening to podcasts, and then you use those points and you buy things. And nobody's paying for anything except for the company itself.
Yeah.
So they claim to hit 10,000 active download daily users, and they closed down, was it September 24th? Because I actually went back in to, like, take care of it, like, look at some stuff, because I was going to try to, like, claim the podcast, and, like, then I was like, wait, it's dead. Why isn't this working?
Oh, really?
And I was literally in it, like, 2 days prior. I was like, oh, yeah, da-da-da, you know, listen to this, check it out some more.
They didn't send out a notice or anything? They just shuttered?
If you followed them on Reddit, or actually, like, followed their group.
Either just send out, like, a push notification, or at least an email or something.
I didn't get one.
Hmm.
There may have
I didn't get one either. And I'm pretty sure I actually signed up for it.
How would they make money in general to be able to do that?
I don't know.
You get how many... Because
some kind of ads or
something? If you claim the podcast, you would also see who was listening. So yeah. You could technically... They could insert ads like everybody else does. They could monetize. Oh, you're getting information, so we're charging you for said information. We know who's popular, who's not. But the CEO is saying that this didn't work, but we learned lots of things for the future. So there sounds like they're going to try to do something else later. So they might not be dead, but they're...
Not dead? They're probably dead.
There's a lot of competition. So, yeah, especially where Pocket Cast just went free, like we talked about prior. There's so many options nowadays.
So many.
You're not stuck to just Apple. Yes. But, so, Podbean is dead.
Yes, Podbean.
Not Podbean.
Not Podbean. Podbean.
No, that's us, Podbean. Oh!
Podcoin.
Podcoin.
Before the O, can you click the two vertical parallel lines for a second, please?
You're making this really complicated.
I know.
Still making it very complicated.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about. There was no break there. You didn't know what I was talking about, so we're just going to move on.
I didn't say it was break. I said complicated.
Yeah, it was complicated.
So, Podbean.
Well, yeah, Podbean.
Or do you mean Podcoin?
No. I'm talking about Podbean.
Yeah, Podcoin's dead. Long live Podcoin?
Sure.
I don't know. What's up?
So Podbean is who we host through, and they are doing They've allowed us to be able to do a live recording.
Yes. Okay.
So as we get more details, but it's going to be about a month-ish time, we're going to do a live episode where you're going to be able to chat with us live. You're going to be able to call in to the episode, ask us questions. We'll give you the details of the recording event, the time, and the date. But right now, it's about a month-ish out as we gather everything together. What you have to do as a listener, if you want to be part of it, whether chatting with us or they say calling in, really, you just, you end up marking in the app, like, I want to chat. And we go, welcome. You have to download the Podbean app.
So, okay, this is all within Podbean.
It is all within Podbean.
Okay.
That's why I'm emphasizing Podbean.
Podbean.
Yes. You can find the app in the App Store. If you don't have an account, they want you to create an account. If you subscribe to us through Podbean, you can listen to us through the Podbean app. You can install it for the event and use your regular podcast app. I'm good with that.
I got a question. Is it going to be an exclusive or will it be released later?
It'll be released later.
Okay.
There may be some editing depending on what, because we like to not swear people, so please, I know I'm asking a lot.
Or say the other assistant swear words.
Yes. Yeah, do not say the Madam A or Amazon assistant or hey Jeeves.
Or hey Cortana's dead, right?
Sort of.
Vaguely. Or that one. Or did you already say the Apple one?
Hey Apple.
Yeah, don't do that one either.
Yes, these are bad words.
I found out something interesting. The Google will register if you, like, your voice just, like, escalates really loud for some reason. Because I think, I don't know, maybe that's just mine. Because it sometimes doesn't trigger for, like, 3 or 4 times. And by that time, I'm literally shouting at it. Because I'm getting mad. Small tangent. I don't know if that's normal or not, but
that'll happen. We tangent.
Tangent? No, I meant
the yelling at your assistants.
It like gets scared. It's like, okay. But I didn't want it to trigger that time.
Yeah. You were already frustrated and done with it.
No, it wasn't even that. I was yelling about something else.
Oh. So, preparation for the listeners that want to join, go on down Podbean, download the app. We'll get to you the details later.
Can make it a spooky podcast.
It's about a month-ish.
Yeah.
Plus or minus. There will be details later. And I'm not defining details now.
I'm just saying it could be a spooky podcast.
I'm defining the details later.
Okay.
That's what I'm sticking to.
That probably won't be a spooky podcast.
I'm defining the details later. That is all I'm sticking to.
So you're defining the details later.
Ish.
It's a month-ish.
Yes.
So anywhere between 2 weeks and more plus weeks.
Anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 months. Let's just go with that.
Oh, now you put an end date on it.
I did.
You got a deadline.
That's ish. That's still ish.
At least, whatever.
And it can't be next week because there's no details for people to call in.
Yeah, they'd have a oh, no, they wouldn't. Yeah, it'd have to be at least 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You're right. Or you could go blast on the social medias.
By the end of the year. Let's go with that.
Still putting a time box on it.
I'm okay. Right. 2019, there's going to be a live episode.
Yeah, it'll be a New Year's Eve special.
There you go.
Is that around that time?
I don't know. What?
It's close, yeah. Actually, that is a New Year's Day.
Close enough. Do know, people, it is Wednesday. We'll go with that. We'll set that day of the week. Not setting a time, not setting the date, but the day of the week will be Wednesday. That's when we record.
Doesn't have to be.
Okay, we could change it.
We could change it.
You're making this complicated now.
Probably. I'm good at that today.
Anthony, why?
Two times within 10 minutes. I can go for a third.
Well, you technically still have 5 more minutes to be within 10 minutes.
Just keep it simple.
Your first complicated was only about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
We're only 10 minutes in the episode.
I thought it was right at the beginning.
It was close enough. Not quite.
Anyways, yeah, live show. There we go.
Yes. Details to come. Anthony will make it complicated.
Mm-hmm. You know what else is complicated? Google's weirdness with their music.
Well, tell me about it.
They're like, okay, we're releasing this new YouTube music app. Go use it. Then it sucked. Or it wasn't great. And then they're like, okay, well, we'll redo it. Then it's a little better, but still not great. And I still prefer the normal music app. But now they're like, nah. Like, they were at some point was going to like, yeah, it's dead in like 6 months. It's still alive. But they're just now installing the YouTube music app by default on Android now. Instead of Google Play Music.
Well, but they're not. Yeah, they're straight up not installing Google Play Music on the Android 10 phones. New Android 10 phones.
Like, you can still get it.
Yes.
But it's not being installed by default.
Correct.
I'm wondering if it should even be installed at all.
But Google does happen to own both, right? As far as YouTube and the Google Play Music.
Yeah, it's just... I want to go on a tangent here. It's weird in that when you subscribe to something on YouTube Music, it also shows up in your subscriptions on just normal YouTube. Your liked stuff also shows up on your YouTube subscription, your history. The history as far as like listening to music on YouTube Music, it's weird in that it'll sometimes show in the history. Like if you're on like on my Apple TV, if I go to my history on that, it shows all of the music I've listened to. But if I go on the web browser, it doesn't show it. It used to show it on the web browser, but it doesn't do that anymore. So it's just kind of weird quirkiness that I don't really like. And it picks like the algorithms for like what to listen to. Like when you click on, let's say, a pop song, the next one might be like classical or country. Its algorithms are really bad. Like, this is weird.
Yeah, I agree. Again, but also, I think I have less problems than you do with it. Because you were saying you can't find any of the top, you know, the new music as easily.
Yeah, I can't find any music on YouTube Music. It might be because I usually strictly only listen to a certain kind of music on there. Because it's stuff that's only available on YouTube.
Yeah.
So it might be like, hey, you want all this stuff. And when I actually sometimes really want like a punk rock or metal or maybe every once in a while a country if I'm feeling adventurous. Yeah.
You have to start searching that stuff. Let it really screw up your numbers, your metrics.
Mess up my metrics. I don't know what else to say about it.
How about a different subscription plan that Google offers now?
What?
There's a new subscription plan.
And it's different from the one that they redesigned like 6 months ago?
Yes. Okay. This is brand new. This is thanks to Apple. Have you heard of the thing called the Arcade Store in Apple?
Yeah.
Well, and the Apple has a few exclusives and so on and so forth, but they're only the games. Google has the Google Play Pass. It costs $4.99 a month, but if you get into it early, it's $1.99 a month for the first year.
What does it get you?
It gets you games and apps.
Like you can just download paid for apps?
Yes. They're bringing people in to this. So if you already purchased it, apparently there's additional stuff with it. I'm like, okay, that seems a little weird. So I'd be happy just to have the option. It's kind of like Google Play Music the way it was. You could subscribe and then you could turn around and buy the music anyways. So when your subscription, whatever you wanted to do with it, you still had your music.
Except for you still couldn't download it though, right?
Because you paid for it, you get two downloads.
Only two downloads.
Yes, only two downloads.
iTunes lets you download it as much as you want.
Well, Google also realized that people are going to abuse that.
Is this only on the mobile devices or is this on any platform?
This is through Google.
Through Google.
So if you have access to the Google Play Store, which is also getting a little more complicated thanks to the various other things with Europe yelling at them.
And I think you can also get it on some Chromebook devices too. Because Chromebook's still a thing, by the way.
True.
And they recently let you install Android apps onto it.
But there's going to, with it, the initial roster stands to over 350 apps. There's Smashy Road, Limbo, Chameleon Run, Star Wars, KOTOR. Then there's Torch, Retouch or Touch Retouch, and the Camera MX, White Noise Generator, Signal Spy, Tasker.
Oh, Tasker went on board, huh?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
So there's quite a few. That's the thing that's making them.
I wonder how that's going to, like, what kind of chunk of money the app publisher actually gets.
So that's something else they're also going, because Google's been very bad at paying the publishers and also having this. They're saying this is going to be a lot better and we're going to be able to
share. I don't understand how
this
is more complicated. Because before it was like, okay, if your app costs a dollar, well, we get 30 cents of that and you get the other 70 cents. Now it's like, well, they only paid $5. They're subscribed to like 100 things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you get.
And also, yes, they could see how many times you use the app versus if they wanted to, but then you could be like, oh, you're entrenching my privacy. This is going to be very interesting. Oh, that, but remember, there was only the $1.99 is the first year. Otherwise, it's $5 a month. $1.99 a month, first year. So,
like, for the consumer, this is probably great. Better, maybe. Because a lot of the apps were starting to go for a pay per month model or whatever, or pay per year, instead of just buy it once and you're done.
Yeah.
So, for people, it might be good because you can get an app that you wouldn't normally want to buy or something for whatever reason.
Yeah, you'll travel a little bit more. And there are a lot
of... You don't feel as locked in either.
Yeah.
At that point.
There are a lot of apps that want to get in. They're still kind of limiting the number of apps that are getting in. So there's a wait, but there's obviously people that are going like, I don't know, this is... You know, I think a lot of people are worried about the YouTube model.
Explain.
YouTube used to pay really, really well for all the looks and everything you had.
Mm-hmm.
Now they pay pennies on the billion watches.
Yeah, and unless you're a big channel, you don't get hardly anything. Yes. Well, you can be a slightly big channel. But...
And you can get shut down if you're a slightly big channel as well.
So the cost on this for $1.99 per month for the first year, then that actually adds out to like approximately like $24.
Yeah, if you don't include like taxes or anything, but yeah.
Yeah. So, and then like if you have the regular amount, $4.99 for a month, for a year, that's like $60.
That's if you pay monthly, but yeah.
Essentially. So
it's not.
It's nice. That first year would be really nice with the $1.99 option.
See how much it's worth, yeah. How much you like it?
I almost kind of want to try it.
There you go. You need $24 plus tax.
Depending I don't on get state. To try it.
You don't get to try it?
I mean, I could try it on my 5X or something, but... I was kind of so-so on the arcade part, too. For
I don't
Apple.
Think arcade has enough to really draw me in.
Depends on what they have. Like, the benefit there would be that I could play it on my Apple TV. Which would be actually really kind of cool, depending on the game. Because you know how much I love playing music on my phone, or playing games on my phone.
Yes, I can see. Your case.
That was sarcasm. Heavily amount of sarcasm.
I'm a person who likes to play the games as they come out. Like, I've almost looked at Journey Microsoft's a couple times.
Yeah,
and forth on that.
That part's fun, but...
But I like playing on my mobile, and I've already downloaded, Call of Duty Mobile Edition that just barely came out. It's been fun. I'm recognizing the maps. Nuketown is a lot of fun. They have Nuketown in it. I'm really excited. I like that.
And what one?
In Call of Duty Mobile.
Oh, right.
Do you ever play Call of Duty?
No.
No.
I didn't play it because it's military, so everybody's in camouflage. I can't see the movement.
Oh.
Like when I was playing Halo... I wasn't great at it, but at least I could catch, you know, the bright colors out of the corner of my eye, and so I could at least have a chance.
Okay.
Call of Duty, I got nothing.
Yep.
So I don't like playing it.
I've been getting used to those, you know, Battle Royale games. Or
which is why I like Overwatch, because it's also very bright colored.
Well, but you just look for these, like you're off in the distance, you're like, I'm gonna look at this. There's a movement. There's a little speck of movement on my phone. or my tablet if I'm playing on the iPad. That's all I need. And then you shoot it. I can
play on my phone probably because it's like right in my face.
Yeah.
But when it's a screen that's far away, I can't see it.
And if you really want to, you can actually buy the controllers that like clip onto or your phone clips into a controller. You just play along, keep it cool, keep it charged.
Yeah. And the iPhone now supports like good controllers now too.
Yeah.
Like it has legit controller support instead of like emulating a keyboard or something.
Well, there's the ones that you can plug it in and use it, or there's the ones you just set these things on your phone.
Oh, and they interact with like the touchscreen?
Yeah. So you're pulling triggers and you're pushing buttons or you're actually moving buttons, but it's interacting.
It's just actuating the... Yeah. Like a piece of rubber that presses a spot on the touchscreen, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that stuff's not too bad.
Just throw it all around.
Throw it on the ground.
But actually, we're going to take a break.
All right.
And we'll be right back. And we're back. And we're going to talk about more Microsoft. Wait. Yes, Microsoft. More Google? I guess it's more Google.
Oh.
This is me. Because I found out that not only can Echo work with your Xbox, now Google can as well.
How long has that been a thing?
At least a week or two.
Do you ask? Do you just like say the trigger word and it picks up, or
I can say,
or do you have to go like
trigger word stop play blah blah?
What's the trigger word?
Yo Google.
Oh, that one.
I'd say my assistant.
I was wondering if it was the assistant, the Google trigger word, or if it was.
Oh, like, if I had to say Google, go talk to Xbox to say this. They're that complicated at points. Even the Echo is, where I'm like, you know, Echo, tell Xbox to push a button. That's always my favorite one. It's the button you need for everything. It's great when you go push a button. Yeah. What's nice about Echo is I haven't figured it out. If Google has it, I've been trying to hunt down, you can say go to navigation mode or navigation center. And it enters into this mode where you can just say up, down, left, right, right trigger, left trigger, A button, B button, so on and so forth.
What are you putting in a B code or a cheat code?
Exactly. No, I'm just actually navigating the Hulu menu.
The Hulu? Oh.
And that's the thing that's nice. I have a Chromecast. You cannot use your voice assistant to cast Hulu to the Chromecast. You have to do it through your phone. And it's even more worthless because you can't... I think it's... You can stop Hulu. I can't get it to pause. I can't get it to rewind. Can't get it to fast forward. Yes, it's very stupid.
That seems less than ideal.
That's why I like the Xbox. This is the game console's saving grace to me. Huh. Is being able to pause. And it works with Amazon. So I can actually have my... So I may have to start things up. Also, obviously, DVDs and all this. I can tell it play, pause, and all this. And I can even just tell the main assistant, hey, pause. And it works. But you have to go in, turn on your... You have to join the Google group, which is in beta. It's under the beta Xbox when you join it. Under
that's interesting.
The assistant. Yes, it is. It's under the Google Assistant. And then once you allow it, you go find the event, find the thing, and you link it to the Xbox. You can link more than one Xbox.
Well, you can have it turn on your Xbox, too.
Yes. Which, because it doesn't change the channel, I still like Harmony to do that.
Yeah.
Just as bad as with the Chromecast.
You can't get it to change the channel?
It won't change the input. Because Harmony has to change the input. And they don't auto, and my TV doesn't auto-recognize. I don't know why. Maybe I turned it off because I got annoyed with Nintendo turning it on and messing with it.
Switching to it, yeah.
So I
love that feature.
Well, I don't mind it switching, but I don't want the Switch to just do it because it felt like it.
Like, hey, remember me? Let's play a game. You want to play some Mario Party?
Hey, listen.
Zelda that you forgot to play.
Or, hey, charge me.
Hey, or that too. It's like, hey, I'm about to die. No, notice me. Like, your Switch sounds very needy.
Yes. That's why.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, so I can control lots of things. So I can get my Xbox, or my Xbox. I can get my Google to control
so your ecosystem is going to be even more confusing.
No, it's still only two assistants. No, it means I can choose whatever one I want.
Oh, that's right. You're down to two now.
So if you
the
have
other one, died.
One turned on, I mean, would it override the other one?
Oh.
So like if you turn on the beta for Google, right. Is that going to actually override for the Alexa option? Oh,
bad words.
My bad. I'm sorry, everyone.
So is the word echo.
The Madam A.
Technically, so is computer, too.
I know.
For the people who haven't
enabled. We're going to stick with the main name, though.
All right.
So with Madam A, though, like if it's switched on one way, will that cause it not to be able to work the other way?
No. Once it's on, the assistants recognize that the Xbox is on and doing whatever. I can tell them to open the app. I can tell them to navigate around the app.
I got a question. So, does it work through the Kinect, or do you have to have a Google Assistant that will work with it?
You have to have it hooked up through your Assistant app. So the Kinect is worthless.
It doesn't use
again.
The Kinect at all.
Does not.
Okay, never mind then. My next question was, because I thought it was using the Kinect like for the voice activation.
Oh.
Was if it supported like the spatial recognition like the other Google Assistant does.
That would be cool, and Google is not wanting in on that. Amazon wants in on that. Amazon wants one device, all the assistants. Google and Samsung are like, peace, you guys have fun with that.
What do you mean?
Amazon is working with Sonos to try to get all assistants on one device, on like one speaker. And Amazon's all in.
Oh, I see.
So you instead of saying, hey, you trigger the other one so I can do my things.
You can kind of do that if you have if you make it yourself, but you can't buy it.
Yes.
And you're using the APIs, which aren't as good.
And Sonos has taken Google to court so they could get it on, so they can get the Google Assistant on certain devices. Because for whatever reason, they've got to go take them. They won. That's the big thing. Also, that they won. They actually got Google Assistant on one of their speakers, so it wasn't terrible. But that's the nice thing is that be able to say one, you know, see whatever one you want, and it works.
Yeah, that would be nice, but I still kind of want to try. Because I've been noticing that I hardly ever ask my assistant to do anything that requires the internet.
Yes.
So I kind of think I might try doing an offline one again, because I hardly ever need it to respond back to me.
I see that.
But
I admit, Apple does have the offline idea way better than the rest of them.
Yeah. Because it'll actually, I'm pretty sure it'll work. I kind of wonder what will happen if I go in airplane mode and trigger it.
Which actually...
Nope, it won't work without the internet.
There are certain commands that will work.
No,
you can still get calculator to work. You can still get timers to work. And
no, when I triggered it, like if I press, like just hold down on the button to trigger it.
In airplane mode?
Yeah. It's a Siri not available.
Maybe the Apple doesn't have it as good as I thought they did.
I think it can transcribe stuff offline, which the other ones can't.
Okay.
But if you talk to it offline, it'll use the real body voice, because whenever an assistant responds back to you, it's downloading a WAV file and playing it. Hey, you have a television show starting.
It is that time of the year.
Is it? What's starting?
New television shows.
No, what's your notification for?
Oh, was that me?
Yeah, that was you.
Oh.
That wasn't me.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
It should be TV time.
It is. It's the Goldbergs.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Close me at that. Done.
Hey, Bill. Can you tell me about the Echo Buds?
The Echo Buds? Yes, I shall tell you about the Echo Buds. Madam A can go with you anywhere now, as long as your device supports it. Otherwise, it can also trigger your Googles or your Samsungs or your Apples.
Oh, really?
Yes, it'll trigger.
It just triggers the assistant?
It triggers your assistant, whatever assistant you have on your phone.
That's actually kind of interesting of them. Interesting choice.
And it only costs $130.
So they're just barely undercutting the AirPods.
And it has pass-through. So it has noise canceling and active pass-through, which means it probably has active noise canceling as well. Which means when you put your earplugs in, you can hear around you if you want to.
Yeah. Which is nice for, like, if you ever have a situation where you actually want to hear it. Now, how hard is it to trigger that?
You double tap on them.
Well, because I can double tap on my AirPods and it all hardly ever registers. So I'm wondering how sensitive it is. Because, like, on my Sony noise canceling ones, all I had to do was just palm the right earphone.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just, the pass through would start. It was really easy to activate, is what I'm saying.
So I have the Sound Anchor Soundcore Neos. They don't have that, but their button is super, you know, you barely need to touch that thing.
Yeah, no, I'd be fine with that.
They made it look easy, I guess. It's on pre-order right now, so.
How long is it going to be on pre-order? Are they actually going to release it on, like, the Echo Auto?
You will get it in, when is it, October 30th.
Pre-order it.
Yes, I said you pre-order. So October 30th.
Yeah, you did say that. I just
the registered. End of the month. You should have it in your hot little hands.
Which is around the same time that we may or may not be doing a live recording.
Ish.
I told you I'd make it complicated again.
Took you a half an hour.
No, 20 minutes. Took me 20 minutes.
25.
No.
Said it was about 5 minutes in the episode.
I know. But whatever. I'm not going to fight.
Depending on inserted items' existence or not.
I'm not.
Maths.
Whatever.
It helps you fly. Just look around you.
You can fly without math. But it won't be very long, but you can fly.
With maths?
No, without math.
No, not math. Maths.
Maths?
Maths.
You can fly without maths, too.
No, you need to fly. You need maths. Just look around you.
Maths?
Maths.
My phone can fly. It'll only fly for like half a second.
It doesn't have maths. That's why.
It has all the maths. This can do more maths than the original
Moonlander. Can it do the maths, or does it just do math?
Both? Depends on what maths is to you, I guess.
Maths is from look around you.
This is a trap.
I know what he's going with.
Look around you.
I don't know what you're going
you don't, with. You don't see the maths?
No.
The name of the show is Look Around You. You Google it. Just do that. I'll put it. Yeah, now you gotta make me put it in the show.
What do you want me to Google?
Look around.
The title is Look Around You. That's the name of the show or series that Bill's talking about.
Look around. I got lazy and just told my phone to type it.
Well, it's on Hulu.
I see the show. Do I go to images?
I'm going to have to put this in the show notes, aren't I? Yep.
I don't understand, still.
Maths.
Oh. Yeah, I've never seen that.
We'll just put this episode. It's from 2002. Wow, this has been a while.
Really? Because that video looked really old, but maybe...
I know! That's the best thing about the show! It's so amazing!
Maybe it was because it was someone recording their screen, though, too.
No. The show looks like it's from like the 70s
that's
or
60s. Weird. I don't understand, man.
It's such a good show. You need to watch it, Anthony.
I got a question for you guys.
It's also Music 2000.
Have you ever had someone's, like, the way they talk in a book translate into words you say in real life?
Exactly. It happens all the time with the internet.
Like, I understand, maybe with the internet, but like with an actual book. Because there was a book I read where he just says, like, man a lot at the end of it. And I've noticed the last, like, week I've been doing it a lot, too.
Oh, or you started saying it.
Yeah, no, I'm doing it.
Man, that's heavy.
Yeah, that's what he says. I'm just like, I don't think I've ever had that happen to me before.
Technically, that's where I got "that'll happen" from.
From a book?
From a thing.
Oh, okay. From a thing.
A show, a movie.
Well, that makes sense too, but like, actually just like reading it, not like hearing it and like, hearing it is one thing, reading it is another, I think.
But
like they activate different parts of your...
But it triggered... Actually, it doesn't.
Mm, okay. I don't know.
That was something else.
I don't know the sciences.
There's sciences. That's what the maths are for.
The maths. I was going to look up something. I don't remember what it was.
I got to throw that in the show notes. There we go.
Let's go on again.
What up? We can talk about...
I feel like this is important, too.
It'll come back to you.
Okay, I remember it now.
Either it was a lie or it's not important.
No, I remember. I remember.
You remember?
I remember. Do you have your talking point yet?
Yeah. Okay. But I can wait.
Nope, you can talk about it because I still got to put it on the show notes.
Just want to talk about it?
I want to talk about it.
All right.
It's not Tuesday, so that doesn't make any sense.
Depends on when somebody's listening to the podcast.
Oh, it could be their Tuesday.
So, you can now get the Echo Glow.
What?
It's a nightlight with Echo built like, in.
How much is it? Because their Echo for kids was more money than the Echo was.
Well, it also came with software that you could add to your Echo. Which still. Cost more money.
How much is this thing?
I don't know. It exists.
Wait. Go back up. I saw something about a lawsuit there.
Oh. Hello, $29.99.
Oh. So it's cheaper than the Dot.
And the Echo Dot with
there's
clock.
There's a clock one now?
The Echo...
I just got rid of all the Echoes.
You got rid of your Echoes? Why didn't you give them to me? I could have just had more Echoes throughout more of the house.
Do you want
to
buy them? I haven't got rid of them yet. I just unplugged them.
Oh.
Because I was going to trade one of my...
Echoes for a Google?
No, I was going to trade two Echo Dots, a second and a third gen, and an Echo Spot for an Apple TV 4K.
Oh.
Which I would have been okay with.
Yeah, I'm like, it sounds like they're getting a better deal out of this.
No.
Well, no.
Well, it depends on if you go
you
for
you might
like,
be, because I've actually played for Chromecast.
Technically, it's not a better deal. Like, I pay more because the Dots on their own, like, if you don't get them for cheap, they're 50. Like, just to buy them. And the Spot to buy it, like, full price was 130 when I bought it.
Mm.
When I bought it, though, it was on sale for 100. But
sounds
retail.
Like you paid too much money.
Well, I mean, yeah. That Spot isn't very good. Like, I was thinking, oh, it'd be kind of cool to have that just on the side to stream Twitch on because it supports that. No, it's like a 2-inch screen when it's circle. And so if you don't zoom in, you got, like, half that screen at that point. It's not worth. It's kind of a cool idea. I like it. But it's not worth $100.
It was one of the early ones.
Yeah. Like, it came out after the show did. But the show didn't do that good when it first came out. Because it was a lot of money, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah. The clock is kind of cool, though. And that's 60.
It's basically your Echo Dot, but it has a little time across it. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's that much more complicated to put that in. Though I wonder if that's going to make it sound worse because it's taking up space where the speaker would normally go.
Depends. Where,
I don't know.
I don't think the speaker takes up the entire size.
No, it does. Well, actually, it might.
Yeah.
Because those on those ones, do you have a third gen Dot?
Yes.
Okay. They seem like they're a lot more bassier. Like they're not teeny like the old ones were.
Where
they
the
actually
sound came
have
out the bottom.
Somewhat. Yeah, they actually have somewhat good sound. Though I'd never played music on it, so I don't know. It just, when they were speaking, it sounded better at least. What's that? The Echo Flex?
Yes. It's a tiny plug. It's about the size of an air freshener. You plug it in, you get a USB plug on it, and you get your Echo Assistant.
Okay, you know what? They're smart. Google needs to get on this.
Duh.
Like, they haven't reiterated their devices since they were introduced. Like, what is their problem?
So, okay, the thing about this, though, is this is what Amazon's doing, is they are literally throwing everything at the wall, seeing what sticks.
Like,
they will try anything out, win, lose, or draw, fail, or fly.
When you said that, like, I thought, like, I wasn't sure that they were, I didn't know they were doing this. Like, this makes sense. Like, because people don't need those, like, big, huge speakers. They just need an assistant in their room.
And these are only $15.
It says it's $25.
No, the Echo.
What's the Echo Flex?
The Echo. Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry, this
What's the other
Echo
one?
Flex. The. I'm showing. Oh, it also can have.
Okay, that's for the additional sensor if you want to put it on it. Okay, so.
So a motion sensor and a nightlight.
I still. That's too much money for that. $25 for that little. I don't. People will pay it, but I still think it's too much money.
Echo but whatever. Studio? $200?
No, the Flex.
How about the Echo Studios? $200.
What is that for?
The.
How much is the Max?
The Max?
Yeah, the Google
I think
Max.
They're about two, aren't they also? I don't know. I was not interested enough in those to actually get a Max. Mm-hmm. And then they also own the Eero Wi-Fi beacon router product and their new rings. And their microwave, a new microwave or oven.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think I'd actually buy any of these.
Why not?
Wait, is that an actual smart?
Oh yeah, because you're Google.
Yeah, no, I'm set up with
the... Can you scroll down, please?
With the smart things and Google devices in my home.
Too far. I wanted to read the microwave part. Okay, nope.
Actually, I did stop in the right spot.
Now?
No, I was before. It was right at the bottom, though. So why wouldn't you buy any of it?
Ooh, an air fryer.
Why didn't you... this is all Google.
It's a lot of money.
I don't know. If it was Google, maybe. The Google Assistant does actually work better, in my opinion, than the other assistants. But I have not fully played with the other assistants, so I haven't been able to actually experience that either.
I have mixed feelings on it. The Echo, the Madame A, really, like, it worked way better for me as far as, like, registering my voice.
Mm-hmm.
But getting stuff into it, like, I hated the fact that when you wanted to add something, it rescanned your entire network again. So that if I had moved stuff around to fix it, it's just like, nah, man, we're going to redo the whole thing again.
Yeah, they fixed that.
Did they?
And Google.
Because that really bugged
too.
Me when that was like that.
Google was kind of painful in that.
I do too. Also like, though, with that, with the Amazon Assistant, they don't do rooms, they do groups.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have multiple items in the same group. Now, if it's room-based, you're thinking, why would you need multiple items? Here's my scenario where you have three rooms up, like in your up first floor, and you want to just turn all the lights off on the first floor. On the Google, you can't really do that. On the Amazon, you can just make another group called first floor.
You really need to play with your Google Home more.
No,
you can.
I played with it like 2 weeks ago, and I could not do that.
I do that all the time. If I don't tell Amazon to turn it off, I tell Google to turn it off. And if there's something or if it's in the right room, it turns off the right lights.
Oh, I know that. No, it'll do that. What I mean is, like, you have, let's say, living room, bedroom, and kitchen.
Yeah.
You have those three rooms for lights, and they're all on that same floor. If you wanted to then put them, like, in another group so that you could just say, hey, turn off the upstairs lights or something like that.
Yeah.
It won't work like that unless they have the word upstairs inside the device name.
Oh.
With Amazon, you can just make another group and be like, call upstairs. And then when you say turn off the upstairs lights, it just does it.
Okay.
The way I got around that on Google was I had to make a virtual switch in SmartThings, import it into Google, and then tie the virtual switch up to a piston thing.
You want something easier?
What's that?
To say, turn off the upstairs lights, and then go into your assistant and make all the, turn off this light, and this light, and this light, or turn off this group, and this group, and this group.
Like make a routine?
Yeah.
No, I did that, and it's kind of hit or miss.
Oh.
And it's also really slow, because it's like...
It goes step by step by
it
step.
It goes step by step, and if your internet's being kind of slow, it's bad. Whereas this one, it just sends off it still has to traverse the internet to do it, but it only has to do it once because it has to go through SmartThings, and then SmartThings just does it.
Oh, okay.
Which is actually pretty quick, though. Yeah.
So, Bill, what is your experience with your setup with multiple assistants in the home?
None of them are good enough to be the single winner. Not a single one of them are the best. They all have their little stupid quirks. They all have their things that piss me off. And they all have their absolute greatness.
So what would you actually say about each one that you actually would say is better than the other one, in your opinion?
The Echo does probably a better job at controlling IoT devices. Google made their hub switch or hub thing, their screen, without the camera, just kind of sets it in the background. It, all it cares about is how bright it is. It is one of the better ones. Actually, I think it's the best one that's out there because I don't want to watch any video on it. I don't want it to any camera, you know, people on it. I just want it to do this thing, and I can pull up recipes. It's really simple. It's decent size. Searching, Google does better than everybody else.
Yeah.
They both have their decentness with their calendars. Google, since they pulled away from Keep, absolutely sucks it.
They still haven't put that in?
No,
they've been talking about it forever.
Yeah, they took it out and they left it out. And they keep on saying they're going to bring Keep back to their what's it called?
For shopping lists.
Yeah, for shopping lists.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, Amazon is winning that one right now. They both, honestly, if Keep would come back, Google would absolutely win because Keep can be stored in offline mode.
You could make a routine that does it, couldn't you? Or an if this then that routine. Maybe. You wouldn't be able to say, like, hey, add this to my shopping list because the default won't take over, but...
I want it to be simple. I want to add it to my shopping list.
I understand. Like, I get that. Because I also hate that, too.
Yes.
I don't use it that often, though. It'd be cool, like, just be in my kitchen and be, like, going through the list, figure out what I need, and mm-hmm. just tell your assistant to add it.
Yes.
How hard is that? Apparently really hard.
Yes. It didn't used to be.
No, that used to work, and then they made their own, like... Because the problem is it's held within the assistant, right? So you have to go into the assistant to retrieve it.
Yeah, into your online Google shopping list.
And
actually, Amazon, I still have to go through the assistant. Their app, as bad as it is, compared to Homes, is better.
Does it still work offline, though?
No.
Because with the Keep, long as you were there and you had it open...
As long as you updated it once.
Yeah, if you updated it right before you left, after, like, to go shopping, and for whatever reason in the shopping center you didn't have service, you'd still have Keep, whereas with the assistance, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
It just won't work.
So there's upsides and downsides to whichever one you actually go with.
Exactly what I said, yes.
What? Yes. I'm looking at the loop.
It's a ring on your finger that vibrates. It costs $130.
I'm still intrigued by it. That's cool. I don't know if it's $130 cool. Like, how do you charge it? It also has a mic.
And a speaker.
I think it's about $20 cool.
That's titanium, though.
Okay, $15. Titanium's overpriced, just like tungsten.
And just like diamonds.
Yes.
Like, precious metals are overpriced.
Most of them.
Yeah, because they're...
Gold actually makes sense because it's used in too many things.
That would need, like, some kind of internet connection or something to it, right?
It goes through your phone.
Are they actually releasing the frames?
Oh, yes. The stupid frames. The stupid glasses.
Hey, I'm still...
They're not that cool. Have you...
I don't know anything about the only frames that I've ever looked at were the glass ones, the Google ones.
Let's see if I can find a better...
I do want to talk about the Sony thing.
Okay. At some point. Let's see if I can get a better picture of these frames.
Do they look dumb?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm not okay with it.
Especially where it's... You know, they're big ol' on the side. They don't project anything. All you're doing is it's the Echo Buds on your face.
Oh, there's not like a heads-up display?
No.
Oh, well, no. I'm done.
Yeah, that's all. Like, no.
I just want a heads up. I just want a HUD.
I know. Everyone does. Everyone wants an AR.
I don't even need necessarily AR. I just want a HUD. To where it's like, I can just see certain things. Like, I would actually wear glasses all the time then at that point.
Oh, you added stuff to the show notes. I see. Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about, Sony?
I added that thing.
It wasn't there earlier.
You don't know that.
I do know that. No, I can even click into it and look. Added 4 minutes ago.
Shh. It's lying to you.
The show notes ratted you out.
Nuh-uh. The time zone's wrong. I actually added it 6 hours ago when I was in England. Is that 6 hours ago? It wouldn't matter anyways.
5 minutes ago.
I told you it was there earlier. You didn't specify when earlier it was.
5 minutes. All right. So we're getting closer to the end.
Yeah.
Let's see. Microsoft had stuff that was really, really cool. We'll get to this. Let's run through this. Amazon had something. Facebook had a bunch of stuff they ended up linking out, which everyone's basically...
Well, they had it at the same time.
Yeah, the exact same time. And Amazon is doing really, really good. Biggest thing, though, you need to trust Amazon to use all of Amazon. People are not trusting Amazon. People are really not trusting Facebook, even though Facebook has all your stuff anyways, whether you have an account or not.
Yeah.
I'm really running through this now. Microsoft just had their Microsoft Surface event. They are coming out with a...
Surface 3?
Yes. The laptop Surface 3 for...
And I read that they're going back to ARM.
Okay. Yes. But this ARM for their... It's either in their Surface... I think it's in their Surface...
Oh, they're using AMD Ryzen 2.
Okay, that's in the Surface laptop. The Surface tablet is ARM. Okay, this is the laptop.
Can it run in like Intel stuff still? Like x86 stuff? Not Intel, just x86?
It's full Windows.
Yeah, so is the other one.
Does the other RT. One not?
No, the one that... You had one, didn't you?
I had...
The Surface, like the original Surface, like RT.
Yeah, I had the original Surface RT.
It did not run... x86 apps unless you like jailbroke it and then it ran badly.
But that's not full Windows.
Okay.
No, that
you're
was
right.
Not full Windows.
It looked like full Windows.
That was Appy Windows. But this also has a Radeon video card. This has all sorts of greatness. They are challenging the MacBook Air directly. What chip you're talking about is in the...
The Ryzen or the AMD?
Not the Ryzen. The
ARM? Sorry, ARM.
Yeah.
In the ARM.
The ARM one is in their Surface tablet.
And I'm wondering if it will work with Windows apps, because that was the killer for the RT one. Was it didn't...
No. Don't mix up the chip with the operating system. The tablet is also full Windows.
I know.
This is where the stupid part comes in.
Okay.
They have a flip phone.
And they're trying this again.
They're doing it a little better than everyone else. It will not be out till next year. They released it so they can get developers to start working on it because Windows hasn't learned. Microsoft hasn't learned. Just put full Windows on your devices. That's what everyone wants. Because this device, you can fold it out. You can use it like a netbook. You can use it as a book. Yeah. You remember the netbooks that...
Yeah, I remember the netbooks.
Yeah, they folded it up and they're teeny tiny little things.
Okay, netbook or like a PDA?
Netbook, not PDA. Because
netbook is still like big enough to work as a laptop.
Yes, it is. These things are varying sizes. They didn't get a lot. They didn't let anybody mess around with them because they're not coming out till next year. They just showed it off. And I haven't got to the stupid part yet.
Okay, I'll wait.
Windows X. Windows 10 X. You need to stick with one operating system. They really do.
It still might be Windows 10.
No, it's based. Windows 10. Yeah, so was Windows 10 RT. It just...
Wait, did they call it Windows X?
They called it Windows X. Windows 10 X.
Oh, 10 X.
Sorry.
That's redundant.
Well, they called the other one RT, Windows 10 RT. They're just running through the alphabet right now for their mobile OSs. And they should just have a computer that's strong enough to run Windows.
All I know is that when the Windows phone was coming out, like I really wanted one. Like I liked the way the UI, like the home screen was designed.
And I think this is more tablet than phone is the idea behind it. Because you're able to hook up a laptop, or you're able to hook up a keyboard to it. You're able to use a mouse.
You can do that on Android phones and on iPhones.
You can do it on iPhones if you do certain things to it. And Android
keyboard always worked. The mouse, you have to do certain things to it, but interesting.
And the tablet is now...
I want to know if the tablet...
The pen is now wireless, or is now charging, so it drops in. It's no longer AAAs or AAs or whatever batteries you dropped into the...
Oh, that's right. It wasn't rechargeable.
Yeah, it wasn't rechargeable.
I remember that. I still want to know if the ARM-based one will use... like, if it'll let you run Windows apps. Because I know that they're using the same operating system.
Oh, there's though. Okay, the Neo Surface Neo tablet.
And it looks like you could... No, that's definitely a phone. Because it will probably fold around. Like, they're doing the same... No?
It folds out flat.
Oh, that's dumb.
It does not fold around.
I feel like that would...
It folds close. It opens up. It comes in multiple sizes. So you could dual screen it.
Hey, if you angry shut it, do you think it'll crack the screen?
Windows 10X system. Yeah, the 2020 holiday season. They're not letting anybody mess with it, really. They're just going, hey, people, this exists.
I'm getting the Nintendo DS vibes from that.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was feeling on.
Mini keyboard?
Looking at it.
What was that?
Oh, that's the other thing. So that's the keyboard that you can put on. That's the other thing also is that the keyboard on the Surface laptop is actually pretty decent.
No, I kind of like that.
So it can slide down over, what do you call that pad?
The other screen?
Yeah, it's just a screen. But it just pops up a display that indicates where the touchpad would be, like the trackpad.
Yeah.
Even though the entire bottom part could be a trackpad. And so it might even be a trackpad.
The full size is 13.1 inches. Fully unfolded and usable.
So it's kind of the same idea as the Galaxy Fold, but not hideously fragile.
Yes.
Because the Galaxy Fold, you can scratch the inside screen with your fingernail.
Yeah,
it's that bad. And it's $2,000. How much is this?
No, it's not coming out till the holiday season of 2020. They are not anything.
Okay. I missed the holiday season part.
Yeah. So it is out there. The
maybe I'll be switching.
So the Surface 3 has the same terrible Surface keyboard that you attach to it, but it's supposed to be better. And
like the touch type one?
No, the fabric one.
Yeah, the touch type.
How is it?
That's what they called it, was the touch type. Because it was...
Oh, no, you still have the keys that'll indent. It's not the super fabric one.
Oh, okay.
No, luckily they got rid of those.
I don't know. I was kind of hit or miss on it.
I didn't like
it. I liked the idea of it, but I understand why people hated it. Because it was basically just a touch screen, but you at least had some tactile feedback. Tactile meaning it felt like a normal keyboard, and there were ridges on where the keys were, so you could figure it out.
But and the Surface laptop has rapid charging. You can charge 80% of your battery in 1 hour.
You know what I see in the future?
What? Apple finally doing it?
No, flames. No, they'll probably do it.
No,
right.
This isn't Samsung.
No, but they're probably using a Samsung battery.
No.
It might be an LG. Because I doubt they're making their own batteries.
They're a hardware company now, don't you know that?
Still. Most people like... Samsung is the only one, I think, that makes their own displays.
Samsung didn't make theirs.
They don't they? They used to.
The reason they were having issues with their display is because they were using somebody else's, I thought.
With what display?
I'm trying to remember. There was something, because they... I forget who... I forget.
Because they had that with the batteries. Like, they weren't using their own batteries.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the Pixels. Pixel ended up using, like, was it LG's or was it...
I think it was LG. What about it, though? Were they, like, burning out or something?
Yeah, they were running into, like, the grayscale or the something like that. We're pretty much running out of time, so we'll talk about your thing next week.
No, I want to talk about it now.
All right, tell me about your Sony.
Okay, about a month ago, they announced that they were releasing a 40th anniversary Walkman. Their idea was to make it look like the old Sony Walkman, the original one.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of cool. Like, I think it's running Android, because it's just an MP3 player, but it's not like a higher-end one.
It is powered by Android.
And because the only reason why I know about it is because I've listened to a YouTube person who he bought something similar, not knowing that this was coming out. And he kind of was a little mad about it.
Aww.
Because he really, like, he's going to buy this one, obviously, but it's just intriguing. And I think that on the back they have, like, a visualizer of, like, a tape spinning when it's playing. Cool. Like, it's not, like, a real tape, but I think it's just a, I don't know if it's a screen or if it's some kind of light effect or something, but it's just kind of cool. I think they're kind of a lot of money, though. But it's USB-C, and it has 26 hours of battery life. Which is not bad. I kind of wish it would show you more. You could probably play that. Oh, that'll work too. Make sure you... Yeah, that works. 2019.
Also, Google knows what I want. They very impressed.
I think they're like 200-something. Which, when you consider what they are, like, I think they, since it's running Android, it can run a small subset of Android apps. Because the other one that this guy was reviewing, it could play, like, Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, all that other stuff. So it's kind of a cool idea, and it's a, I think it's a high-quality DAC, too.
But well, $3,200.
That's not really that much, is it?
There's apparently a super awesome one that is
the high-res. Oh, for the 250s. I think it has external storage options, though. Like, you can put an SD card in it. So you don't necessarily, maybe you can't. Maybe that's the differentiating factor on this one.
There is a lot of Walkman. I don't know which one you.
Oh, this is on Sony sites too.
Yeah, this is actually on Sony site. I'm like, what am I? I don't know what I'm looking at because I'm seeing like.
Maybe they're just re-releasing Walkman in general. Because that's kind of cool.
That is pretty cool for anyone that has nostalgia of just that old cassette.
I mean, I wanted to buy
Walkman.
It.
$219 for 16 gig storage MP3 player.
If it has the ability for, like, because they also include Wi-Fi, I think. And if it has the ability for external, like, an external SD card, it'd probably be pretty good, I think. But
I see.
It depends on what you want. Like, some people like just having that separate. They don't want to have to worry about having their phone with them or something like that. Like, there's a whole short at the end of the YouTube video I was watching, and I may as well just put it in the show notes now.
It would help.
But, like, there's a whole, like, yeah, because he does, like, Muppet shorts, and there's a whole thing on it. It's like, why don't people just use their smartphone or whatever? It's like, yeah, it was kind of cool.
Maybe $218?
It's somewhere around this range. I'm kind of upset that it's taking that much to actually find how much it costs.
I found a version. It's thin, I'll admit. It's not terrible for this version. So, yeah, I have no clue. We'll have to hunt down. Maybe we'll find it. Maybe we'll put it in the show notes if we find it.
It's not available.
What's not available?
I don't know. I'm just saying it's not available. Famous last words.
Sometime later, we'll be live on Podbean. So just kind of listen out for what time we actually are available for that.
No, you go first.
Okay, fine. I was just going to say, some people just like to keep it separated. They like to have different tasks for different stuff.
So because some people are pregnant, the number of skeletons versus the number of bodies is always greater.
What if you're the last person on Earth and you're a guy?
There's still skeletons versus bodies. And those skeletons have their bodies. So there's always more skeletons than there's bodies.
All right. Fair enough.